Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is The Author Show, and I'm your host, Linda Thompson. Before I introduce our guest, just a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV, on the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is The Author Show. If you want to take a look at what our future could become, Jane Dean's book, The Conways at Earth's End, should be your next read. It's been called disturbing, and it reveals a future that all of us may come to know whether we want to or not. Jane joins us from Dorset, England, to share more. Jane, welcome to The Author Show.
Oh, thank you very much, Linda, and thank you for having me on the show.
Jane, will you please give us a quick overview of The Conways at Earth's End?
Yes, The Conways at Earth's End is a dystopian thriller. The central characters in the story are a family of food growers trying to run a business and also dealing with catastrophic weather events. This novel is set in the end of this century, where floods have displaced entire populations because the sea levels have risen. And this has caused all kinds of problems for communities. There's no more fossil fuels, so all the energy companies are renewable energy companies, but they have become very, very powerful, almost beginning to run the planet. And again, that causes problems for ordinary working families. There are tensions within the family and outside of it as they try to carry on running their business. And that's where the events of the story come from, really.
Oh, my gosh. Well, where did the idea for your storyline generate?
Well, I obviously started with this very current events. It's very now, the fact of climate change. We're having a big summit in the UK at the moment about it, where global temperatures are rising and causing obviously catastrophic things to happen in every country in the world. I looked at a set of flood maps. You can get projected flood maps for different levels the sea will rise to in various years' time. And I looked to see where the waters would come to and how this would affect communities in my own country mainly, but throughout Europe and the wider world. And when I looked at the flood maps, it did give me a lot of cause for thought. And I began thinking about how ordinary people would deal with this if they had to leave their homes. They wouldn't have got insurance because there would be far too many people. It would cost the insurance companies too much. This has happened already in a lot of places. Where would they go? How would they be rehoused? How would food be grown in the future?
Jane, that sounds just a little bit spooky, and you're right. It's definitely something that in some ways we're seeing right now. So what sets your book apart from others in the genre or others that address this topic?
Well, I think for one thing, the story is not set too far into the future. Events in the world are moving on very, very fast, as we can all see from looking at the news. A lot of people write science fiction and they go into a complete fantasy. But I think what sets this apart is that you could imagine that the family, the characters, was your family. You could think, what will happen to me in this situation, or extended family members? And I think that really does set it apart. It's a very, very large subject to tackle, the future. That was one of the problems that I had, really, was narrowing it down to a point where I couldn't tackle absolutely every facet of the future.
Right. I understand that. So while you were writing your book, were you picturing any particular type of reader?
Oh, yes. I think that I wanted it to stand on its own as a very good thriller. So I think anybody who enjoys a good thriller, whether they're interested in current events or not, would certainly enjoy the story. Anyone who enjoys a thriller or readers of contemporary literary fiction would also enjoy it. And again, anyone who's interested in the environment.
Your two central characters, Joshua and Laura, are they modeled after real people or are they just straight from your imagination?
They are from my imagination. I wanted a whole diverse range of characters in my book. They are a typical close family unit. Joshua is a very sort of big, gregarious natured, big-hearted man. And they are passionate about the job that they do. They are very, very dedicated to producing food in a world where it's getting harder and harder to do. And their daughter, they have a daughter, Holly, and she is also totally involved in the family business and wants to do it herself when she's grown up. They aren't based on anybody I particularly know, but these are the characters that I wanted them to be.
Jane, your bio says that you travel a lot. Is the location of the Conways at Earth's Inn an actual place? And if so, is it somewhere you have traveled to?
Yes. I set it really in my heart of hearts, although I haven't said that it's set there. I've set it in Wales, part of the United Kingdom. I had it in my mind, a part of Wales called the Brecon Beacons, which is quite a mountainous part of Wales, near where the Hay on Wye Literary Festival is held, actually. So we have been there. And I particularly looked at the coastline because the coastline is quite important in the book.
Do you believe that there is any other author who may have influenced your writing?
Well, yes, I think there's no doubt about that. I'm a voracious reader myself. I mean, that's what really got me writing in the first place, from reading books that I really enjoyed. The number one influence, I would say, would be Margaret Atwood, because she writes very compelling stories with political undercurrents. And she's a fearless writer, and I am a big admirer of hers. And I also like Barbara Kingsolver, who has written books on environmental subjects, but she's managed to weave a really good story around an environmental disaster or environmental situation.
Jane, if you were to compare the Conways at Earth's End with any other, what would that other book be?
I think it has echoes of Barbara Kingsolver's Flight Behaviour. I think it also has some of Margaret Atwood's influences. She wrote a book called Oryx and Crake, which is futuristic. But there was another book that I read by someone called John Lanchester called The Wall, which had quite an impact on me. It's not like the Conways, but I think it led me to thinking about issues about security and how communities will change as time goes on.
Jane, are you planning to write another book, or is the Conways coming back to us in a sequel?
The Conways are coming back in a sequel, yes. Which is underway at the moment. I got to really, really get involved with my characters. Also, the editor of the book also said to me that I couldn't just leave it there. It has been left at a point where I felt myself that I needed to know more, because I think writing is a little bit like reading in a way, because I don't actually know what's going to happen either in the story. So I don't have it all planned out ahead. So yes, I'm in the process of writing the sequel, and the time has moved on about 15 years or so. And so some of the characters are grown up and some of the characters are still there and some of them aren't.
Okay, well, Jane, you're a retired teacher. Have you always wanted to be an author?
No, I think teaching is such an all-consuming vocation. It doesn't really leave you a great deal left over for any other much activities, especially if you're bringing up a family and things like that as well. I've always been very interested in stories, and I always love teaching English. I was a primary school teacher, and I always loved teaching English and teaching children how to write stories. But one thing I always did was when we travelled anywhere, I liked to keep travel journals, and I wrote them in the third person. So I think that was a sort of indicator of how I might carry on when I wasn't teaching anymore.
That's a great story, because journaling during traveling certainly gives you a lot of information from where to start a new story. So what would you say is the main message in The Conways at Earth's End that you would like readers to remember?
I would like them to remember and understand that what we are doing to the planet now is going to have grave consequences, or can have grave consequences for the people who come after us. I mean, this is especially true for anyone who has children and grandchildren, and or for anyone who is interested in what happens after we've gone. We just can't go on and leave this terrible legacy for our descendants to inherit. It's just not possible.
I couldn't agree with you more. So will you please read a short excerpt from The Conways of Earth's End for our listeners?
Certainly. This is a scene where two of the characters, Joshua and Ethan, going down to a village to rescue a child who's locked down under a pandemic. They waited in the shelter of the landing for a moment, listening and scanning up and below for white suits. Above the wind's keening whine, there was another insistent howl that was reminiscent, Josh thought, of the security dog's baying, a chilling wail. His stomach contracted and he felt an acrid taste in his throat. He dipped his chin and squared his back, motioning Ethan to follow as he stepped out onto the narrow corridor that led along the apartments at this level. The howling grew louder as they progressed along the passageway. Ethan pulled at Joshua's sleeve and indicated some figures below on the pontoons. They pulled back against the wall for a moment, but the figures hurried on towards the warehouses, intent on their business. They inched further along, pausing outside of the door where the keening was loudest. Ethan jerked his head at the door, wanting them to investigate, but Josh shook his in reply. They must get on with their task. Ethan stood his ground, wrapping a gloved hand on the door and turning the handle, upon which the door opened, and with no hesitation he stepped inside, giving his father no option but to follow. Now, in the tiny lobby, as the sound battered their ears, they turned right into the compact living space and located the source. A woman on a sofa was rocking to and fro over a bundle on her lap, crying a shrill, persistent yowl. Her hair was a tangled mess, her eyes wide with despair. She was surrounded by a jumble of cloths and towels, stained and smeared with fluids that appeared to be vomit and blood. Ethan recoiled. The sight was repellent, and he was in no doubt that the smell, if he were to shed his mask, would be intolerable. The woman had not seemed to notice their entry. Joshua stepped towards her, the movement catching her attention, and she flinched, looking up at them and revealing the contents of the bundle she held. It was a child. Dead. Sightless eyes staring up, facial skin blanched and flecked. A small boy, no more than 6 or 7 years old, Josh judged. She drew back as they approached, pulling the child into her, eyes blazing in fury. Get back, she screamed. Get out! Leave us alone!
Oh my gosh. That certainly sent cold chills up my spine. So now I want to know, where can we learn more about you, about your other book, and where can we purchase The Conways of Earth's End?
Well, the best place to go to is to go to my website, janedeans.com. That's janedeans.com. And the links to purchase both of my books on my website, and you can find more details about me. You can find my author bio, other details about me. And there's also a section where you could ask a question, message me, and I can reply to you. So that would be the best place to go to for all that information.
That's great. I like the idea of your chat on your website. So we've been talking with Jane Deans, author of The Conways of Earth's End. Jane, I've really enjoyed talking with you today and learning more about the Conways, and I want to thank you for taking time to share your book with us. When you publish that next book, will you come back and talk with us again?
I would absolutely love to, Linda. Thank you very, very much for having me on.
Here's a review I found for The Conways at Earth's End. Thoroughly enjoyed this thought-provoking book of a future that might just one day become reality. Found it hard to put down and hope the adventure will continue. Well, I like that review, and if you're as fascinated with this story as I am, please go to janedeans.com and order your copy today. And when you finish, don't forget to post your review. And please share this interview with your friends so that they too may become acquainted with our author. And remember, The Author Show may be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Plus, selected interviews can also be found on major platforms such as Amazon Fire TV, the Roku Channel, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, and many more. Whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books, theauthorshow.com is a really great place to start.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.